This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute. I'm Buzz Ulrich. Most Lutherans know some of the basics of where the Reformation began in Germany. What many Christians may not know is there is a concerted effort to have a confessional Lutheran presence there. Serving as the chairman of the board of directors for the International Lutheran Society of Wittenberg, Reverend Michael Kumm describes the organization and its current work.
A combined U.S.-German corporation, which is overseeing the renovation of the Gymnasium, which is the Latin school where Luther taught.
Pastor Kumm says this area attracts historians from around the globe.
Well, this is the home of the Reformation. The Schlosskirche, the Castle Church in Wittenberg, is where Luther nailed the 95 Theses to the church door on October 31st, 1517. And so we're looking forward to, in just a few years, celebrating the 500th anniversary of the Reformation in Wittenberg, Germany.
So, how do two major Lutheran bodies, the Independent Lutheran Church in Germany, or the SELC, and the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, end up in a partnership on such a major project?
The Central Illinois District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod purchased this old Latin school where Luther used to teach, which is just merely steps outside the front door of the city church, the Stadtkirche in Wittenberg. It's in a wonderful location. The building itself is in pretty good shape, but the interior needs a tremendous amount of renovation. So through a cooperative effort of Concordia Publishing House, the Independent Lutheran Church of Germany, and the LCMS, we have started a project to raise the money to renovate that building and turn it into a combination education and visitor center for confessional Lutheranism in Germany. Our 10 Concordia University System colleges can bring classes over for J terms. Pastors can come to do research for their doctoral work or advanced degree work and stay in this place. And there's a meeting room space and a sleeping room space and apartment space for faculties.
And while it sounds like a long-term goal, project coordinators say it will be a relatively short term before it must be completed.
We certainly would like to have it done by the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. Our business plan is done. We're talking with donors and we're getting commitments to this point. We have about $600,000 in commitments toward the project, but we need donors, from the smallest donations to the largest. We have naming rights to the chapel or the meeting rooms or the building, or you can buy a window or get a room named after you or something like that.
And Reverend Michael Combs says you can find out more online.
TheWittenbergProject.org, all one word, no spaces. Go to there and you can check out the diagrams for the building. You see some pictures of the building and a little information about the project. If you have any questions, there's a place that will give you contact information to give us a holler.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.